All right, we're back in open session and discussing the motion to rehear. 2184. Dr. Redd, you were leading the discussion.
Yes, thank you. So, so we've been requested for a rehearing here and to go over why those reasons are submitted and what the decision of the board should be in this case. It seems like there's a lot of concern around this word option as a diagnosis or a rule out for the back disease. And to me, when there's a lot of conflicting information, there's a lot of questions, different testimony from the respondent and the complainant, we have to go back to the medical record and look and see what things say in that medical record. That's the legal document, that's what happened. When we talk about interstitial disc disease, ruptured disc, anything, in the medical record, it's only mentioned in the very beginning, in the subjective history of a ruptured disc. I mean, so it's mentioned there by the client or whoever presented the doc to the doctor. We were not able to get a complete medical history because the dog was brought in by not the owner according to the records, but it does say in there, history of the ruptured disc, black and white. Then it goes on to talk about raw diet, these kinds of things. Coming into the the physical exam findings and the objective portion, the abnormalities that we're seeing is a tense, painful abdomen. We're not eating. We have a normal back, musculoskeletal, saying strong back when manipulated. And then we've got some things going on the teeth in there. Going further down, we don't have anything about diagnostic imaging to evaluate the back further or for any gastrointestinal issues. I mean, there's a lot of reasons for abdominal pain. So where's the diagnostic testing saying this is what we're centering on? No laboratory testing. Then of course it talks about acupuncture. Then I come to this muscle testing, and that's kind of the big sticking point for me, is we seem to have just ignored the previous history, seem to have ignored any other potential causes of abdominal pain. Pain in the abdomen can be referred from a lot of different places. And we made a diagnosis of gastrointestinal pain based on this muscle testing, which is described as, if I remember correctly, the technician holding the dog or the dog being held next to the technician, different sources of food that were kept in the freezer being brought next to the dog, and then making a diagnosis based on muscle twitching in the technician. Was it, I think it was a strength of the arm or something like that. So we use this pseudoscientific reasoning and not any true diagnostic testing to say it's a gastrointestinal issue. Then we come down to the assessment, which is where the optional word comes in my opinion. If I have an option on a diagnosis, it's going in the rule out list. I mean, that's what a rule out list is. It's not a diagnosis, it's just maybe it could be this. The only two rule outs we have are food intolerance or severe colic gastroenteritis. Nothing, absolutely nothing is mentioned about the back. We're not talking about referred pain from the back to the tense abdomen or anything like that. We are 100% focused on a misdiagnosis, in my opinion, based on a pseudoscientific test of seeing how the muscles in the technician react when food is brought next to the dog. Absolutely unacceptable. That's a misdiagnosis. That's a misdiagnosis. So I don't see any reason to rehear this. I stand by the finding. I would like to have other opinions here.
I would add on, looking back at the notes and what we had, the discussion, I think the strong back when manipulated can be very deceiving because that does not rule out a potential intervertebral disc disease. You can have a dog that's going to hide it and not show you, and you're going to think it has a strong back, and then guess what? That's what it turns out to be. So to rule it out of your list of differentials based on a strong back that you palpated, I think is short-sighted. And it should have still been an option. In looking at the notes, it was, and that she didn't reach out to get a full history on this dog and its back issues because she saw nothing that indicated this dog had a back disease. But I would argue that a tense abdomen could actually be a sign of back disease. So I don't, even from going back and looking at it, I don't see anything that changes my mind on it.
Yeah, Yeah, I think the optional word is the question, but option means rule out. So I don't see that in the rule out list. This was missed from the very beginning. Now, again, I will say back disease can be hard to diagnose. I mean, it can hide things, but again, this was, we didn't even apply any real.
Numerous cases of dogs with abdominal splinting, their problem was their back.
And when you're manipulating the back, I mean, you're pressing on it, you're pressing on the belly, and you're having pressure on the bottom that people don't seem to think about. They think they're just pressing the back. It's like you're supporting that belly typically by doing
that. Sometimes you go up and down that back and press on every disc and get nothing, no ataxia, but you're palping the abdomen and the animal splints. And maybe I've taken radiographs because I'm looking at the abdomen, and then I'm, wow. Look at that disc.
Well, I was going to say, maybe well, it can go the other way.
Maybe I better go back and look a little closer.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that x-ray would have diagnosed this because it can be very hard. I mean, you're not going to see calcification at the very beginning sign. So it can be very difficult, but it wasn't even a consideration. And again, that's where it goes. We need to be looking for the most common things. And like I said, the only, other than a physical exam, which again, there's controversy about to what was done between the client and the doctor. I'll go with the records. Okay, it was done.
Well, and there was multiple comments about this being an obvious abdominal cause. And I still today don't know how you could say it's an obvious abdominal cause. Like I don't, with the symptoms and the what you were finding, I it's not obvious. That's the whole point.
Especially because this dog went to another hospital 3 days later, and that's where we started seeing more of the back issues going on. And if this was 3 months later, I could say, okay, this was the gastrointestinal result. This was a continuation of the same problem. That, okay, can be missed on the very beginning stuff, but it wasn't considered from my data. That's the question. Like I said, we applied a non-approved test and made a diagnosis based on that and missed the actual diagnosis based on real tests. So I make a motion to decline the motion for the request for review.
Mr. Wilkie, members of the board, will you allow me to go back into executive session for further discussions or deliberations on the motion?
I will withdraw my motion and make a request, or make a motion for us to enter executive session.
Second. Motion for a second to go to executive session. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion passes and we'll go on to executive session.